Sapiens de Levi e do Natan.
Hello, we are Clara and Lucy, and today we will present to you what is the photosynthesis and why is it so important to understand how it works. But first, here are some informations about photosynthesis. The photosynthesis was discovered 300 years ago by Jan Ingenhouse, a British biologist. Right now, many laboratories are working to learn more about photosynthesis. For this podcast, we will talk about the researches made by the University of Leeds in the United Kingdom and the Kobe University located in Japan. The University of Leeds uses atomic force microscopy to observe the photosynthesis at a molecular scale. But this device damages natural plant membranes, and that is when Kobe University steps in. The Japanese university created a hybrid membrane which is not damaged by the atomic force microscopy, so the University of Leeds can pursue their researches. The findings can benefit humankind both in the agricultural and in the power industry. It may help to find new ways to boost harvest and to create new solar-powered material.
But what is photosynthesis? The photosynthesis is a process to convert carbon dioxide and water into sugar and oxygen thanks to the energy of the sunlight. The carbon dioxide and the water are found in the soil and in the air. Photosynthesis is used only by plants, algae and some bacteria. Many types of photosynthesis exist, but we are not going to deal with them with our level. The photosynthesis is divided into two different parts, the light-dependent reactions and the Kelvin cycle, also called the dark reaction, that does not require sunlight. The light-dependent reaction is called like this because this part of photosynthesis needs sunlight. This reaction takes place in a little part of chloroplast, which is in the leaves of the plant. This part is called thylakoid. That's why plants who have more leaves produce more oxygen and sugar. So, the chlorophylls present in the leaves collect the energy of the sun and the thylakoid transforms it in chemical energy. This chemical energy is composed with a nucleotide called ATP, which gives energy, and an adjunct called NADPH, which gives power. Thanks to these chemical energies, the water, which the plant harvested, is divided into an atom of hydrogen and a molecule of oxygen. And we have our first product, oxygen, but we still need the second product, which is the sugar. Now we know all of the process of light-dependent reactions, and we can summarize this by saying that the light-dependent reaction transforms carbon dioxide in water into chemical energy and oxygen.
The second part of the photosynthesis is the Kelvin cycle or dark reactions that does not need light. This part takes place in the stroma, which is a fluid around the thylakoid. It converts the carbon dioxide into sugar thanks to the chemical energy produced during the light-dependent reactions, and also thanks to the hydrogen bonding. To do this, the carbon dioxide is combined with the ATP to form sugar. And that's it, we have our second product, the sugar. We can summarize this part by saying that the Kelvin cycle transforms carbon dioxide into sugar thanks to the chemical energy produced by the light-dependent reaction. We can summarize this part by saying that the Kelvin cycle transforms carbon dioxide into sugar thanks to the chemical energy produced by the light-dependent reactions. So now you know all about photosynthesis. This process will take the energy of the sunlight, the carbon dioxide and the water to produce oxygen and sugar. Thanks to photosynthesis, we were able to breathe and live. And even if we know this phenomenon for 300 years, it is still very mysterious for us. And maybe the discovery of its secrets will allow us to invent wonderful things.
Thanks for listening and see you soon!
Science de la vie et de la terre. Science de la vie et de la terre.